Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diary of Psalmist. This is your host, Tanya Dallas Lewis, and thank you so much for tuning in on another Thursday. Oh, it's cold today, but man, am I just grateful to be alive and walking around and, you know, in my right mind and having my well-being. That is a blessing, and I thank God for that. Well, happy Thursday to you, and if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in to Diary of a Psalmist with Tanya Dallas Lewis as we transition to the Music Box. That's right. That's the name of my new show. It's called The Music Box. And just as before, I invited you to be a part of my journal, my audio journal, and I opened up my diary to you. Well, now that part of the journey is over and a new journey is beginning, and I'm now inviting you into my music box. So stay tuned to what is sure to develop into a great radio show where I will feature some of the hottest in Christian and gospel music, as well as news and much, much, much more. All right, well, we're going to start out the hour with some music for your listening pleasure. And I just want to tell everybody a happy Thanksgiving ahead of time. You know, it's so funny because it's almost as if Thanksgiving never had a chance. Is it just me or do people put out their Christmas lights early this year? And I have to say that I'm just as guilty because my husband and I were just saying last Saturday that it was so warm and so nice that we should go ahead and put up our Christmas lights outside and just have them up, and so that way the night of Thanksgiving, all we had to do was, you know, flip a switch, and they would be on, and, you know, no worries of, you know, putting up those holiday or Christmas lights in the freezing cold. But we didn't get it done. We talked about it. We didn't get it done. But here's the funny thing. There are people in my, not in my neighborhood, but on my street, who not only put up their lights last weekend, but they've already started turning them on. Again, Thanksgiving never had a chance. Here's more evidence of that. I work in Fairfax, Virginia, and the shopping centers already have the Christmas decorations up. It's like, Thanksgiving what? Wow, at least before Thanksgiving, you know, they wouldn't put up the Christmas decorations until, you know, Thanksgiving Day. But I think it's because of the, you know, the low and really down economy, and retailers are really trying to stretch out that Christmas, you know, feeling of buy, 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 you know. So they're going to just start Christmas early. So I guess I shouldn't even say Happy Thanksgiving. I should just go ahead and start saying Merry Christmas. All right, well, if you're just tuning in again, happy Thursday to you, and you're joining Tanya Dallas Lewis as we transition from Diary of a Psalmist to the Music Box, where, again, you will receive the latest and the hottest in Christian and gospel music, as well as the latest in the news of what's going on and much, much more. All right, we're going to start up this listening hour, actually just about 42 minutes left in the show, with my single. It's called Fault, doing rather well on BDS and media-based charts. I'm so, so happy and excited about what this song is doing and the message that it portrays. So I hope you like it. It's called False, and you can find it on my website, which is www.tdlmusicnews.com. Or if you don't want to buy the whole CD, which would be a shame, you can go to iTunes and CD Baby and DigStation and other fine retailers, digital retailers, online where you can find them. And download False. You're going to love this. Take a listen.
Oh, my God.
Chillaxing with your homegirl, Tanya Dallas Lewis, on this wonderful, beautiful Thursday evening, a nice fall Thursday evening where it is pretty chilly outside. Listen, I have to make sure that I give shout-outs to my people in ATL. I'm talking about Atlanta. I just left there this morning, got there yesterday to perform and minister on Atlanta Live with the host, Mr. Rick Goins. Had a great time. My manager, Miss Wanda Adams, was there with me, as well as my second parent, Dean and Tyree Young. They were in the audience supporting me. And, of course, my homeboy, Salah. He came out to support his sister. Really, really appreciate him. There were some people I meant to get up with, but I didn't have a chance to get up with them, only because I was only there really for a day. I'm telling you guys, I flew in and basically flew right out. But I had a ball. I did a lot of songs, and they enjoyed me so much. They asked and invited me back again. So I'm really, really, really excited about that. But I must say, I'm happy to be home. And if you heard that, that was a kiss from my handsome hubby. Happy to be home. I want to thank my sister Tiffany Dallas Thompson, for stepping in the gap and picking up my two little angels while I was out on travel. Man, you cannot do this music industry alone, and I am sleepy as all get out, but I'm so excited and thrilled to be on the phone with you guys. So thank you so much for tuning in again to Diary of a Psalmist, which we are now transitioning to a new show, which is called The Music Box. Hey, listen, you guys, I just talked to my brother-in-law, Marvin Burton, and he is a songwriter, writer, business owner, musician. He's amazing, and he came up with the theme song for Diary of the Psalmist. So I called him up, and I said, listen, bruh, the show is changing. and I need your help with a new open for my show. So he's working on that. I'm so excited about it. Again, you guys are going to love this show. It's called The Music Box with Tanya Dallas Lewis, and I will be featuring some of the hottest and the latest and some of the old, too, of Christian and gospel music, as well as news and just some fun stuff, interviews, and so, so much more. So I'm really excited about this new journey in my life. Of course, I have to talk about my CD. It's out, has been out since October the 19th of fall 2010, and it's entitled Miracles, and it's available online on my website, which is www.tdlmusicnews.com. Or if you don't want the hard copy CD, which I really hope you will get, it's only $12, you can feel free to go online to iTunes, CD Baby, DigStation, whatever. Just Google me, Tanya Dallas Lewis, and you can find my music. Listen, before we hear some more really great music, I want to tell you guys about something really awesome that's coming up. On December the 9th, 2010, that's a Thursday evening in the nation's capital of Washington, D.C., yours truly, that's right, Tanya Dallas Lewis, will be opening up for B.B. and C.C. Winans as they are featured in the Lincoln Historic Lincoln Series, concert series, that is. I am too thrilled and too happy to be opening up for some awesome, 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 mega gospel giants like this sister and brother duo. Man, I grew up on them. Y'all hear me? I grew up on them. So it's going to be a dream come true. And if you live in the area, may I encourage you to go to Ticketmaster or go to the Lincoln Theater's website and get your tickets, man. Come on out and support a sister as well as support BB and CC Winans. But, of course, you know I'm going to say support DC's own Tanya Dallas Lewis. All right, I'm looking at my music box. Let's see if we're going to play next. And you know what? I like to play a variety. I really, really, really do. So you guys, I hope you'll be looking forward to that. I think sometimes we black people, you like the way I said black people? We black people, we kind of pigeonhole ourselves into just one type of music, you know, which is typically, you know, traditional or contemporary gospel. When there is so much great music out there, I'm talking CCM to just, man, just a variety, urban, oh, gosh, neo, soul, just so much awesome, crunk. There's some crunk rock out there. Speaking of, one of my favorite bands is Family Force 5. I love them. I know this music is not for everybody, but they're bad, and I am going to play them. Y'all might turn down the radio dial, but hopefully you'll give them a chance and just cut it back up after the song is done. Well, I don't know about you. I'm going to stop all this talking, and instead we're going to talk about how great God is by featuring my next song, which is called The Greatest, and it is title cut. Actually, it's not the title cut, but it is cut number 8 on my CD, Miracles, my debut CD. I have got a lot of feedback on the song, and so many people enjoy it, and, man, it just tells the truth. It's just telling God what he already knows, which he is the greatest. He's the bomb diggity. And I'm in love with him, and I hope you're in love with him, too. Listen to the song. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back with more Tanya Dallas Lewis and The Music Box. Enjoy.
Spirit fire. Shine in the moon. You, Jesus.
a fun song. I love it so much. You know, I even myself will take the time out while I'm in my car and listen to that song, because there really is, or is, are the correct English term, but there really are so many reasons why I praise his name. And, you know, it's so funny, too, because my sorority sister, Kenyette Newman, was telling me how one of her homegirls loves this song, and she calls it So Many Reasons. I'm like, man, that probably really could have been the title, too, because there are so many reasons. And if I tried to list them all, y'all would have to turn the radio off. Actually, I'd probably just be sitting there like, okay, because I could just, every second that I'm breathing is a reason. Amen, amen. Well, today is Thursday, and you're hanging out with your homegirl, Tanya Dallas Lewis. I don't care what you're doing right now. I want you to tell your mama, tell your friend, get on Facebook, tell somebody that Tanya Dallas Lewis and the Music Box is on Diary, is on Blog Talk Radio, no longer Diary of a Psalmist. Well, I'm going to get it together. It's called Grace. I know you guys are going to give me some grace. All right. I am here chilling and just glad to be home again on travel and back safely. Thank you, Lord, from Atlanta, from performing on Atlanta Live. So shout out once again to all my ATL family. It was a pleasure. And, man, I can't wait to go back. All right. I was going to say something, but I forgot what it was. I don't remember what it was. I really don't remember what it was. What was I going to say? It was kind of important, too, but I just really don't remember what it was. Okay, I'm going to have to make sure I do some brain exercises so I can remember what in the world it was that I was going to say. I'll remember when the program is over. All right, 21 minutes remaining in the Music Box of Tanya Dallas Lewis, and I'm so excited as we transition to a new radio show where I will be bringing you the hottest and some of the latest and some of the oldest as well in Christian and gospel music, as well as news, interviews, and so much more. We're going to have so much fun, you guys. I promise. I promise. I promise. All right. That was The Greatest, done by yours truly. And you know who wrote that? It's Salah. And Salah, like I said, came on down to Atlanta Live yesterday, to the studio, the TV studio, and supported a sister. He hung out in the car with me and my manager, Miss Wanda, and we goofed off, and we acted silly, and we listened to CDs, and we just had a good old time. I need more time like that. And then this morning when I got to the airport, guess what I had for breakfast? This is one of the best things about being a grown-up, is you can eat whatever breakfast you want. And I had Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I had peppermint something. You know, I was just walking and looking for something to eat, you know, in the terminal, and then the lady said, you know, behind the counter was like, come and get your ice cream. And it was like angels started singing. I was like, yes, that's it. Ice cream for breakfast. And it was good. And how much do you think it was? I got a small. Almost $4. It's a ripoff, man. They just make money over my. Oh, and then let me tell you guys one more thing. I finally got to experience the full body scan. Now, those of you who know me, you know that I am shy, but I'm not. I just say what I want to say. So, of course, when I get up there, I didn't notice that the body scan was in place, because when I flew out from Dallas Airport, they didn't have it. Okay, you just went through the normal, you know, security check. So I'm, you know, preparing to take off my earrings and all my jewelry, you know, because I just love to accessorize. And the guy, you know, one of the guys was like, you don't have to take all that off. And I'm like, yes, I do. It's going to go off. He was like, do I work here? And I was going to say, do you want to know where I work? But I didn't say that. Okay, so I was like, okay. And then I saw what he meant. I didn't have to take off any of my jewelry, because none of it was going to go off in the buzzer, because I was going through the full body scan. So I get up there, and I'm like, I don't like this. And the security or guy or whoever he was, this is a different guy, is like, it's okay. He was so patient, you guys. He's like, it's okay. Just step right in. Put your feet here and here. And you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And I was like, this is so invasive. And he's like, no, it isn't. He was like, don't believe what they say. He's like, you're going to put your hands up here to protect, you know, your face, you know, so we can protect your privacy. I'm like, I'm concerned about the privacy all down here. I ain't concerned about my face. Y'all can look at my face all day. I don't want y'all looking at the other stuff. So he was like, trust me, it's not all that they say. And I'm like, easy for you to say. So anyway, I did the stupid body, full body scan, and I got on out of there. And so he was showing me, like, these pictures and saying, this is what it looks like. He's like, it's really not even that attention to detail. It's kind of blurry. I'm like, I don't care what it is. Y'all basically are behind the counter looking at people naked. I don't like that. That's an invasion of privacy. I just am not feeling it, you guys. So I wish they would give you a choice, you know, either be patted down or the full body scan. And I think I probably would choose I don't know. I don't think I want people touching me either. But I digress. No more traveling for Tanya Dallas Lewis. I don't know. I don't like the full body scan stuff. And for what? Okay, let me look at it. Don't let anybody else look at it. I'll look at it and let you know if I'm carrying any weapons, okay? All right, I know that sounds crazy, but I just had it. I'm sorry, it's making me laugh. My other calling is a comedian. Of course, I'm my only audience, and only I laugh at my crazy, wacky thoughts. Anyway, coming up is a song called Dance With You. And no, I'm not just going to play Tanya Dallas Lewis music. I have some Isaac Carey coming up with Simply Redeemed. And you guys, I love that song. But first, you guys got to have Hear Dance With You. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Oh, my gosh. Now I remember. I'm so sorry. And if you're just tuning in, you're tuning in and hanging out with your girl on another Thursday night, Tanya Dallas Lewis, with the Music Box. I know you probably tuned in and saying, all I hear is rambling. What is this, a radio show? What is this? Yes, it is a radio show, and it's my pleasure to be talking to you this evening. Okay, I remember what I was going to tell you guys. I just was on my Facebook page, and Terrell Munden let me know that she just downloaded Thoughts from the Gospel Music Channel. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know that my downloads had started on the Gospel Music Channel. So that is great news, and I celebrate. I hope you're celebrating with me. God is so kind and so sweet and so good, and that's why I choose to be loyal to him, because he's just the bomb diggity, you know? I wrote a song about it. Would you like to hear it? Okay, you're not going to hear it right now because I'm supposed to be playing other music. I'll sing it next time. But anyway, back to the next song I'm about to play. It's cut number 4 on my new debut CD entitled Miracles, and it's called Dance With You. And I got a message from a friend, a follower actually, and she said she has listened to the song at least 7 times in a row. And then another friend of mine said she listens to it every morning. This song is so special to me. I wrote it, and it comes straight from the heart. And it basically is just, you know, asking the simple question, you know, if you could, dance with Jesus, what would it be like? So, you guys, I hope you enjoy this. It's called Dance With You, and if you'd like to download it, feel free to go to iTunes or City Baby, DigStation.com, and other fine digital retailers on the World Wide Web. Enjoy Dance With You by Tanya Dallas Lewis, coming up right now on Music Box with Tanya Dallas Lewis.
See clearly when I dance with you.
love that song, and thank you for tuning in to the Music Box with your girl, Tanya Dallas Lewis. That was Dance With You by Tanya Dallas Lewis on her new and latest CD. I'm psycho. I'm talking about myself like I'm not myself. Okay, on my new and latest CD entitled Miracles, and it is now available. You guys, please support a sister by going to www.tdlmusicnews.com where you can purchase the entire CD. I promise you, I really think you'll enjoy it. Or if you just want to download one song at a time, or maybe all of them, it's only 9 songs, okay? It's only 9 songs. Feel free to go to iTunes or City Baby or Dig Station. Even Reverb Nation, you guys, do that too. I'm so excited because December 9th, something great is happening. BB and CC Winans is an 8-time Grammy Award winner. Y'all hear that? 8 times. I wonder if she kind of like by time 6 was like, okay, enough. No, I don't think anyone ever says enough. I can't wait to get my first one, and I know it's coming soon. I know it. But anyway, I'll be opening up for them at the historic Lincoln Theater in Washington, D.C. And if you are a native of the metropolitan area, I would so appreciate you coming out and showing some love to D.C. Zone. That's right, Tanya Dallas Lewis, as well as to the ever so talented, amazing, anointed, dynamic, world-renowned sister-brother duo, BBCC Winans. They are amazing. I've seen them in concert at least twice, and I've always, always, always been satisfied. CC Winans has just a presence about herself. Oh, and you know what? I forgot to tell you guys, I interviewed her. That's right. I work for Ion Television, and so I am one of the producers for our weekly morning show, and I interviewed her while she was promoting Verizon's House Sweet the Sound contest, and big up to the Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church Men of Valor who had made it to the finals. They didn't win last weekend, but man, what a great honor. They're a dynamic and amazing men's choir, so kudos to them, and CC Winans definitely sung you all's praises while doing the interview with her for Ion Television. So that was a treat. Anyway, we've got about 8 minutes remaining, and so I want to make sure that I play Isaac Carey. Guess what, you guys? I told you that the Music Box, what's in store with the Music Box and Tanya Dallas Lewis is some of the hottest and the latest and even some of the oldest Christian and gospel music, as well as news and more. And that also includes interviews. And I cannot wait to get Isaac Carey on the Music Box with Tanya Dallas Lewis. Yes, it's going to happen. It's already being worked out. And, of course, I'll give you guys plenty of notice. If you haven't heard of this guy, then something's wrong with you. Okay, he's sung with Kirk Franklin. He's a former Men of Standard member. You guys remember that song, Something About the Name Jesus. Remember, Rance Allen? That's kind of how he sings. I love his voice. Okay, well, Isaac is featured on that song, and man, he kills it. He kills it. Okay, so anyway, coming up next is his song, Simply Redeemed, and it's a single, and I can't wait for his project to come out. So you guys take a listen. Let me know how you like it. I know you're going to love it, so you don't even have to let me know because I already know that you're going to love it. So let me look into my Music Box. Where is it? Where is it? Dig, dig. There it goes. And here it comes just for you, Simply Redeemed by Isaac Carey.
I am a Christian. Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect. Simply redeemed. Born with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. Do you know what that means? That means I pledge my life, giving everything. I never knew that this was meant to be. I'm not perfect, but I have been redeemed, redeemed while I was yet in my Somebody paid the price for me. I offer up my life to him, and now I say again, I am not perfect. Oh, but I have been redeemed. Oh, yeah. I am your brother. Let me show you the way. We'll take this road together. Oh, take it day by day. Somehow I know we'll make this journey in. Make no mistake about it. You have been while you were yet in your transgression, somebody paid to set you free. So offer up your life to him, accept his love and we'll begin. Walk together, for we have been love and then begin to stand together hand in hand, and surely he will heal the land, and we will wear these chains no more, as they won't come crashing to the floor, and then someday he'll come again, and we will find.
Of that song and the message, Isaac Tyree delivers it. So if you're just tuning in, I just want to thank you, even though our show is coming to a close, for joining and hanging out with your girl, Tanya Dallas Lewis, and the Music Box here on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you, and as we get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday, I cannot believe it is the end of November practically already, and Christmas is right around the corner. It's my favorite time of year. And speaking of December, as I said earlier, yours truly will be opening up for BB and CC Winings at the historic Lincoln Theater in the nation's capital on December the 9th. I hope you can be there. Feel free to go to Ticketmaster.com for more information or go to my website, www.tdlmusicnews.com. You can find out more information as well as about my debut CD that's now available. It's called Miracles, and some of the great music that you heard within the show comes from that CD. So I appreciate your love and all of your support. Well, guys, it's Thursday, and it's almost Friday, and I am so ready and in need of a weekend. So I hope you guys have a great weekend, and if you did not hear it told to you today, I want you to hear it from me. I love you, but God loves you more. So I'll see you guys next week. Actually, I'm not sure if I will. That's Thanksgiving Day, I think, next Thursday. So we'll keep you posted. We'll let you know if I'll be on the air or not. I've got a family, too. I want to be with them and love on them as much as I can. All right, you guys, love you so much. And until next time, my name is Tanya Dallas Lewis. Have a blessed week.